Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. I want to welcome Dan Monroe back. My guest today is Dan. He's a principal and one of three masterful wordsmiths at Cayenne Creative Group, a brand development agency in Birmingham. You heard Dan in our last episode, and Dan's here today as well. But one thing I didn't tell you about Dan last time was Dan, on the side, is a poet, a storyteller, and an aficionado of single malt scotches. And he's also a firm believer that the great American novel is trapped inside his pen and simply hasn't found its way out yet. Well, Dan, thanks so much for being here again, and it's good to see you a few days ago, and welcome back.
Thank you, Mike. It's good to be back.
So before you tell us about that small-time leader that made a difference in your life, I always ask what you're grateful for or thankful for about your business or career. So can you share with us something about that?
I can, absolutely. So we started our year this year a little bit flat, and the year picked up steam as it went along, and I can only credit the people that work for me and work with me, my partners and our employees. For all of you guys and gals out there who are unsure about the millennial, let me set you straight on that. I got a house full of them. They are hardworking. They get it done. They're creative. They are committed. And without them, we could not accomplish what we accomplished. So, Mike, today I'm grateful mostly for my employees and my two partners.
And the millennials. So how do you keep them working for you, Dan?
We let them bring their dogs to work. We got a full cupboard. And we try to give them a career path that makes them excited, you know?
Yeah. You've told me some things y'all have done with them. We'll have you back to hear some more about that. And low folks would love to know how you retain your millennials and keep them productive. But anyway, that's another time, another story. So today, who is your other small-time leader that you'd like to tell us about?
Mike, today we're going to talk about my kid sister, Evie.
Evie,
yep.
What did Evie do?
This story, like the last story, requires just a tiny bit of context. So I'm in advertising now, brand development, corporate communications, and that sort of thing. But it really is, in some ways, my third career. My first career was launched by the guy we talked about the last time, Captain Troy Booker. I was in the Army for 4 years. I was stationed in Germany, sort of grew up and learned to become a leader in that context. After that, I needed a job, and I went through a headhunter and went through a process. They got me a couple of offers, and I ended up working for an auto parts company out of Michigan called Federal Mogul. It's a big manufacturer of auto parts. Yep. And I worked with them for about 5 years, and then another 5 years with a big warehouse distributor up in Virginia. And I was a distribution manager, so I had one big warehouse and two satellite warehouses, and we were delivering auto parts overnight into 8 different states with trucks. I had 65 employees and 16 trucks, and that's a boatload of responsibility.
That's a real job, too. Yeah,
it was a real job, and I hated it.
Yeah.
I was not enjoying it, man.
I'm with you, buddy.
So one day, my kid sister Evelyn, who's 2 years my junior, calls me up. Now, Evelyn at this point has gotten into the advertising business, but in a big way. Now, here's this French drama major from Brown University who is a big-time advertising writer working for Wieden and Kennedy in Portland, Oregon, and she gives me a phone call.
Wow.
And the call went something like this, Mike. She said, "Hey, bro." I said, "Hey, sis." She said, "So what are you doing?" I said, "Well, you know, I'm working on a spreadsheet about blah, blah, blah." She said, No. "You missed my point. What are you doing?"
Wow.
She knew that I was in the wrong job. And she said, "Look, when we were growing up, if somebody had said to our father, one of your kids is going to grow up to be a big time advertising writer, he would have said, okay, what's Evie going to do?" Because you've always been the writer. You've been the writer for as long as I've known you. And I agreed. Mm-hmm. And we got to talking, you know. Now, to give you a little bit of texture here, I was 35 years old. My son was just born. Mm-hmm. We're living in Roanoke, Virginia. We own a house. You know, my wife doesn't have to work. She's staying home with my son.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm making a pretty good living. And I got to talking with my sister, you know. Mm-hmm. And in the course of the conversation and listening to her and hearing what she had to say about the work she was doing, I realized that I really, really, really needed to make a change in my life.
Yeah.
And so we talked. We talked at length about how to go about doing that. I ended up talking to my wife, who, by the way, really and truly, my wife is the hero of this story, because when I told her, hey, I want to change careers and it's going to mean going back to school and it's going to require us to move to Atlanta and sell the house and you're going to have to go to work. We've got to put Sam in daycare. When I told her all the things, she basically looked at me and she said, okay, when do we start?
Oh my gosh, you're a rich guy.
I am a rich man. I'm a fortunate man.
Yeah.
Of course, the next thing out of her mouth, Mike, was, you better be sure about this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So anyway, in talking with Ev, I was convinced that I could do it. At the grand old age of 35, I went back to school and went to a place in Atlanta called the Portfolio Center. Mm-hmm. I was the oldest student there. I didn't look like I belonged there because I had no tattoos, nothing pierced, and my hair was its natural color.
Mm. You're a freak. Yeah.
I was a total freak there. Yeah. And to make matters even crazier, I had to complete the program, get a job, and buy a house in 2 years or pay capital gains tax. And I wasn't willing to do that. Yeah. So we did that, man. Yep. We burned our boats on the shore like Cortez. I went back to school for a year and a half and got into advertising, and I've never looked back, and I can only credit one human being in the world for that, and that's my kid sister, Evelyn.
You got two special women in your life, it sounds like.
I do.
So when Evie was talking with you, do you remember anything in particular she said that just kind of clicked with you, or was just a
comment? Yeah, she said, Dan, you can do this job. And I needed to know that, Mike. I mean, I know I can write, mm-hmm. but being able to write and being an advertising copywriter are not necessarily synonymous.
Yeah.
It is a learned skill. And, you know, basically what she was saying was, you can do this thing. You yeah. are able. I know, because I know you and I've done it.
Yep. Well, man, and the question she asked, what are you doing? I mean, isn't that the ultimate question in life? You know, what are you doing with your life? And she stepped up and did it. You've had, man, you had two people that stepped up and made some real turning points for you. So, but thanks for sharing about Evelyn and her question. And it's a question we could all consider today as we close. So what are you doing? Dan, thanks so much for being with us. And by the way, if people want to get in touch with you, give them a little background, website, phone numbers. I'll put all that in show notes, of course, but share that with the folks, please.
Absolutely. So Cayenne Creative is the name of the company. Cayenne is like hot pepper, C-A-Y-E-N-N-E, Cayenne. The website is cayennecreative.com. I can be reached at dmonroe@cayennecreative.com. We are a full service agency. We provide advertising, marketing, social media, web development, brand development, strategy, design. I know I'm probably leaving a couple of things out. Yeah. Inbound marketing.
Okay.
We are a full service agency here in Birmingham, Alabama. Right. We've been around about 15 years, and we'd love to help you if you're interested.
Well, thanks, Dan. And I've observed you helping companies tell their stories in a way that people get, and great firm. Dan, thanks so much for bringing this to us, especially your question from your sister. What are you doing? Keep that in mind, folks. And Dan, we'll see you soon. Thanks again.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.